Gather Round, we're chatting about books. These recommendations for elementary readers are produced by ReadWriteThink.org, a partnership between the International Reading Association and the National Council of Teachers of English.
Welcome to episode 57 of Chatting About Books. I'm your host, Emily Manning, and in this episode, Barnyard Antics, I'll be sharing some books about some very talented and musical barnyard animals. I'll also share my interview with Kwame Alexander, who is the author of Acoustic Rooster and His Barnyard Band. There are some topics in children's books that just really crack me up. A perfect example is, I'm going to reference myself here, episode 32 of Chatting About Books, which is called Chicken Adventures. I think it is so funny that there are all these hilarious picture books out there about chickens. So funny that I couldn't help but devote an entire episode to them. So now, here we are in episode 57, and I'm back with another farmyard topic that has a surprising amount of play in the picture book world. Musical animals. The first book, Farmyard Beat by Lindsay Craig, and it's illustrated by Mark Brown, is one of those books that I love because it makes a perfect read aloud for young kids. It's got the perfect combination of humor, repetition, rhyme, and rhythm. Kids will naturally want to peep, peep, tattity, tat, tat, swish, clank along with you as you read about the farm animals that just can't sleep because they've got that beat. In Chicken Dance by Tammy Sauer and illustrated by Dan Santat, Marge and Lola, two hens, want to win the Barnyard Talent Show. The Barnyard Talent Show apparently is an annual event, and this year's grand prize is tickets to see Elvis Presley in concert. Marge and Lola are his number one fans, and they'll do whatever it takes to win. The problem is, they can't quite come up with an act. Flying, swimming, juggling, bowling, none of these quite are their thing. And the other problem is they're up against the unbeatable, undefeatable ducks who win every year. When time runs out and Marge and Lola still don't have an act, they decide to wing it, and something unexpected and wonderful happens. Which leads me to the sequel of Chicken Dance, which is called Bock and Roll by Tammy Sauer. Now, in this book, Marge and Lola are now on tour with Elvis Presley, so this might give you a hint about the wonderful and unexpected thing that happened in Chicken Dance. This obviously is a chance of a lifetime, but every time the curtains go up and Marge and Lola are faced with a new crowd, they freeze. Elvis Presley gives them an ultimatum: get it together or get off the tour. So Marge and Lola, in desperation, they pull together a plan that they hope will get them over their stage fright. For more animals that have some musical talent, take a trip to Punk Farm by Jarrett Krajowska. Unbeknownst to Farmer Joan, his barnyard animals have a second job when the lights go out on the farm. And this job is rock and roll. There's Peace, Love, and Goat on bass, Cool Dude Sheep on vocals, Born Ready Pig on guitar, Nervous Chicken on keyboard, and Thump Thumping Cow on drum. Together, they rock out on Old MacDonald. Kids will love this new take on a familiar favorite, and they'll love it so much that they'll want to read the sequel, Punk Farm on Tour, also by Jarrett Krajowska. Again, unbeknownst to Farmer Joan, the rockin' farm animals decide to take their act on tour. They've got a couple of problems, though. They have to tour and make it back before Farmer Joe returns from his tractor convention. They've got to come up with a new song, and they've got to figure out how to get a broken old van turned into a tour bus. Luckily, the last problem, getting the van fixed up, helps them with the second problem, finding a new song. As in Punk Farm, Jarrett Krajowska takes a familiar tune and rocks it out. In this case, it's Wheels on the Bus, or rather, Wheels on the Van. To hear the Punk Farm band play and sing their version of Old MacDonald and Wheels on the Bus, go to www.punkfarm.com. Our featured book in this episode is Acoustic Rooster and His Barnyard Band by Kwame Alexander. In this book, Rooster wants to win the Barnyard Talent Show more than anything. With the help of his cousin, Duck Ellington, he starts up his own jazz band. But with competition like Mules Davis and Bee Holiday, will it be enough? Listen in as author Kwame Alexander chats about how being a meddler, taking a trip to Tuscany, and experiences with his own daughter inspired this jazzy picture book.
Today, I am chatting with a talented author, Kwame Alexander, who is the author of Acoustic Rooster and His Barnyard Band. So welcome to Chatting About Books.
Thank you for having me, Emily.
All right, so this is your first book for children this age. What gave you the idea for the book?
Well, I have a three-year-old, so we read to her every night, and she's always trying to get us to read more and more books so she can stay up.
Yes, I know that game.
And just reading to her every night kind of got me into the children's literature, you know, sort of mode or way of thinking. And I happened to be in a place called Tuscany for the summer two years ago. Each morning I'd pass by a coop of roosters. It was almost as if they were playing hide and seek. It was just really awesome. I'd just watch them. And at night you'd hear this amazing music being played by these local Italian musicians. So I just got to thinking, what if the roosters were actually having a party? And if so, what kind of music would be played at the party? And so, you know, as writers do, we just kind of take things and run with it.
Now, many of the characters in the book are based on jazz greats. Who makes an appearance in your book?
When I went to college, I remember coming home one summer and being in my family's attic. My grandmother used to call me a meddler. I like going and finding stuff. So I was in the attic, putting some crates in the attic, and I stumbled across maybe four or five different crates of record albums, and they were all jazz. So I took them back to college because I love not only meddling but hijacking stuff that doesn't belong to me. And so I took these records back, and I immediately became enthralled with Duke Ellington and Ella Fitzgerald and Miles Davis and just all these wonderful albums that my dad had collected while he was in the Air Force. When I began working on Rooster, of course, it just made sense that the music that Rooster performed was jazz. Mm-hmm. This was the music I fell in love with. And so I began to think, well, who are the musicians I want to cover in this book? And then trying to figure out how the name would work. But I ended up choosing Duke Ellington, who becomes Duck Ellington in the book. Ella Fitzgerald, who becomes Ella Fitzgerald in the book. Thelonious Monk, who becomes Thelonious Monkey in the book. Pancho Sanchez, who becomes Pancho Ernesto Cruz, a.k.a. Porkchop, who's a pig in the book, and Billie Holiday, who becomes Bee Holiday in the book.
It's so perfect. It's like it was meant to be written.
Exactly.
It's so fun.
I can't claim it. You know, it was some higher power that gave this to me.
It was Tuscany, the roosters, the music.
Yeah.
Okay, so with all those jazz greats performing at the Barnyard Talent Show, how did you decide which one was going to win? I mean, I was really kind of rooting for Rooster.
So I really wanted to make it about the vibrancy of jazz music and how cool it is. So the idea of the contest was sort of the way that I decided to frame the story. Initially, when I wrote the draft, I had Rooster winning. Rooster
won. Oh, you did?
Yeah, he won. And then I thought, wow, what would happen if he hadn't won? And what kind of message could I send to kids about not winning? And I remember, you know, playing tennis in high school and coming in second place, being, you know, just distraught, but coming back the next year and winning this time, mm-hmm. and just really sticking to it and being committed. And I thought that, man, this is perhaps a lesson that I can, you know, pass on. And certainly it's been done in countless books, that winning is not necessarily everything, that you can win even when you, you know, don't come in first place. That it's about the effort, it's about the people you surround yourself with, it's about the journey.
Yeah, exactly. And he does go through quite a journey.
Exactly.
To get to that point.
So, and then of course, you know, when you look at all these wonderful musicians, how can we choose who's going to win?
Yeah.
But I was a little favorable to Miles Davis. He won.
So he won.
He won.
Okay, I like that. That's a great story. I like how you had two different endings.
Yeah.
That's nice. At the end of the book, I got on iTunes and started going through these people and listening to them. Now, if you were going to tell people like one song or musician they had to have on their playlist, what would it be?
Really? Just one?
Okay, wow. Give me your top five.
Top five? Okay, I'll give you one from each artist.
Okay, all right.
All right, so Ella Fitzgerald, who's like the queen of scat.
Mm-hmm.
Can you scat, Emily?
Oh, no, I cannot.
You can't?
Can you?
Man. All right, repeat after me.
Okay.
Heidi, 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 ho.
Heidi, 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 ho.
Heidi, 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 he.
Heidi, 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 he.
You can skip.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neither one of us are really good, but I think folks will get the message. So Ella Fitzgerald, who's like the queen of scat, had these, you know, she did this amazing album, Ella Live in Hollywood.
Okay.
And she's got this song on there, Blue Moon, but she forgets the words in the beginning when she's singing it live.
Mm-hmm.
She does this amazing just scat, and she's talking, she's singing about not remembering the words,
mm-hmm.
and it's just so funny. It's called Blue Moon, but that whole album, Live in Hollywood.
Okay.
Ella Live in Hollywood is really incredible. Duke Ellington, of course, you know, one of the greatest American composers ever. One of my favorite songs is It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful piece. Miles Davis, So What, which is really, really, really a fun tune to listen to. And probably the performance that he did with John Coltrane, the two of them doing So What, is really awesome. Thelonious Monk, a piece that he wrote, which is actually mentioned in the book, is called Round Midnight. It's a great piece to listen to. And the original composition was called The Grand Finale, which I also mentioned in the book. Billie Holiday, God Bless the Child Who's Got His Own. It's a wonderful, you know, blues piece. Pancho Sanchez is a Cuban drummer. And just anything, you know, his drumming is just phenomenal. So you can go on YouTube and just watch him, and it's just really, you know, electric. I think those are all the characters in the book. So those would be the pieces that I would definitely say listen to.
Okay, I like that. Well, thank you so much for being a part of Chatting About Books.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we've reached the end of episode 57. Thanks for listening. In this episode, I shared books about musical farm animals. They were Farmyard Beat by Lindsay Craig and illustrated by Mark Brown, Chicken Dance and Bock and Roll, both by Tammy Sauer and illustrated by Dan Sintat, Punk Farm and Punk Farm on Tour by Jarrett Krajowska, and Acoustic Rooster and His Barnyard Band by Kwame Alexander. To see the show notes to this episode or to listen to past episodes, go to www.readwritethink.org/chattingaboutbooks. Well, we are done chatting about books. Get on out there and read.
More episodes of Chatting About Books and our Teen Book Podcast text messages are available at www.readwritethink.org. Chatting About Books, Recommendations for Elementary Readers, is supported by the Verizon Foundation through Verizon Thinkfinity and produced monthly by the International Reading Association and the National Council of Teachers of English. The opinions reflected in this podcast are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the supporting organizations. Music in this podcast is provided by freeplaymusic.com. Thanks for listening. Let's chat again soon.